Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing 3 other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. Worked as a criminal and civil private investigator for over 30 years. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She's a member of First District Missionary Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee, also the SCLC Justice for Girls. She's a big supporter and loves standing in the gap for domestic violence victims and survivors, and eagerly wants to put an end to domestic violence by getting help for the abusers. Evangelist Norma Chapman's desires to reach out to many people that are living in this deadly environment. Ingrid Green Adams is a 1983 Maxine Lottie graduate. She's also available upon request as an instructor teaching writing classes and is an instructor of the St. Charles Parish Public School Community Education Program. She's a deaconess at Bell Baptist Church in Luling, Louisiana. In her spare time, she enjoys working with children as a youth Bible teacher, mentor, and tutor. She is a lifelong resident of St. Charles Parish. Ladies and gentlemen, Facing Your Fears, with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams.
Good evening to all of our listeners out there on today. It's always a pleasure, and I'm always excited to have you tuning in to Facing Your Fears, radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. On today, we will have our special guest, our own state president, Mike McCanahan, also tuning in the studio with Mike McCanahan, is also a member of the NAACP New Orleans branch, Mr. Bobby Pierce. Our topic today, and before we get into our topic on today, we would ask Mr. Pierce to lead us in a word of prayer, and then we'll go immediately into our show on today. Mr. Pierce.
Yeah, thank you, Elder Chapman. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for a special blessing upon us, your children. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to understand that we have to fight in order to be free. Freedom is not free. And let us continue to bless us, dear Heavenly Father, as we move on from this place. These and other blessings we ask in our Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Pierce. Listeners, remember that you can tune in on today's show by pressing the number 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts on today's topic. Today's topic is, when we fight, we win. Yes, listeners, when we fight, we win. Our state president, President McCanahan, will be sharing important, informative information to encourage everyone to join in the fight. We are marching to victory every day, moving forward and reaching our goals, which is to continue to overcome fears that once stopped our rights to be free and have equally rights as a United States citizen. To earn citizenship is to fight and keep fighting until the end. We refuse to go back. We won't go back. We are not going back. We want freedom. When do we want it? We want it now. Remember, when we fight, we win. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I will turn you over to my special guest, NAACP, Louisiana State President, Mr. Mike McCanahan. Good afternoon, Mr. Cunningham.
Good afternoon, Evangelist Chapman. It is indeed an honor and a pleasure to be here on this program with you and my dear friend, Dr. Bobby Pierce, and all of your listening audience, wherever they may be in this state, in this country, or in this world. As a matter of fact, it is indeed an honor. We have a lot to talk about. You know, I'm no short of words. I tell people I'm really shy. They just say I talk too much. But I have a lot to say because there's a lot going on in our community and in this state. And as the state president, I have the task of going around and looking at the things that the NAACP can do to help our plight as black folks. NAACP stands for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And so I have an awesome task is to advance the causes of black people wherever they are in this state and in this nation and in this world. And we do that with our head hung high, and we make no concessions and no apologies for doing what we feel that God calls us to do and to help our people. And I'm glad that Dr. Bobby Pierce is on here, and I talk often. He's a friend of mine, and we have some strong ties, and he and I often talk about those strong ties. And no matter what happens, we have yet to let anything come between our friendship, and I want to thank him while I'm on the air so he doesn't know that I'm trying to get money out of him or anything like that, just in friendship.
All right.
But Dr. Pierce, Advantage Chaplain, do you want anything else? Because Dr. Pierce and I have a long list of stuff we already said we're going to talk about. And it might, some of it might be you in a good way, though. Dr. Pierce,
yes.
You and I know that one thing that we have coming up before us is elections. And it is scary that elections are coming up, and we as black people have stopped participating in the election process. Why do you think that's so?
Because I would think that what happens is that people say, well, my vote doesn't count anyway. They're going to do what they want to do. And that's not the truth. if we make it the truth if we don't go out and participate.
That's right.
I think that we need to do a lot more with voter education and voter registration. You know, if you can't register, you know, voter education is tied directly into voter registration. Because we had,
right.
I see that we have a local campaign going on here, which they say is trickling down from the national campaign, is that they have signs out saying, you know, if in the state of Louisiana you are off of parole, probation or parole completely, or if you've been free for over 10 years, over 5 years, then you're eligible. So I say they're giving them a little education right there with four lines on this sign. Is that because, see, that people in this state, they really, you see that nobody's telling folks. They say, well, we're taking away your voter rights when they put you in jail, but they don't say when they give them back. Just like
that's
anything
right.
else, you, that's what they do. They don't tell you when you're free. So we need to do a lot more of that. We need to do a lot of that. Canvassing, door to door, place to place, whatever, to educate our people to say that. So make them eligible to vote. That's first of all. We make them eligible to vote, and then we go after them and try to get them to vote. But we got so many people in this state, in this nation, that is not even eligible to vote. So no matter how we talk about voter about voting, they can't vote because they're not registered. So
yep.
That's what we need to do. We all need to be out there campaigning for voter registration. And we get those people who we can go into. You see, a lot of people don't know. We had, when I was working with the Registrar of Voters Office, I had a campaign going on that before every election, because you have from the filing time to the election in this state, you have 45 days that you can get on the rolls and vote in that election. And I would go into the prison. You know, I wouldn't wait on no, with the NAACP, we voted, we had the prison minister. I wouldn't wait on that. I would go out to the prison and go in there because you got people who can't afford to pay a bond. But they hadn't been,
right.
been convicted of crime. So I said,
right.
We would go out there and we did, oh, the first time we went out, it was over 4,000 people. That's a lot
okay.
of people we registered. 4,000 people we registered. That was in there talking about, well, no, I'm in jail. No, no, no. You're here as a holy purpose because you can't pay. And that might be a part of what you want to vote for, is vote for something that's going to get you out of here. So that's where we are with that. You know, and the people here and in this city, we just don't do enough for voter registration. That's it. We don't do enough because
right.
we can act as deputy registrar, every one of us. Can be a deputy registrar and go out there and go and go knock on them doors and go to these shopping centers and stuff and do a voter registration drive. And we don't need anybody, we don't need anything but ourselves. And we can pick up forms from the voter registration office. If we need a form, we pick up the forms from the voter registration office, and we can get it done. So that's what I think we need to do.
Well, Dr. Tears, you hit the nail right on the head. You know, I think you're right, because I speak with people all the time. In the past, they said, well, they're going to do what they want to do. Our votes don't count. It ain't going to matter. The powers that be going to do that. They're going to say you have Uncle Tom, black folk, and all that kind of stuff. But their votes do matter, because if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. Our voice is in our vote. And this is still a democracy, no matter how bad it is, how bad it looks. People have died for us to have the right to vote. When you were talking, I was thinking about, you're right. If you get public assistance, they'll give you a voter registration form. If you go get food stamps or whatever, they're going to give you a voter registration form. I don't know how much problem it could be if you go get these services for them to let you know whether or not if you have not registered, if you're not voting, for them to tell you, if you've been incarcerated, for them to tell you, you now can vote. They should give you a voter registration form there. But they won't tell you, because a person's coming out of jail, you're right, they think that they cannot vote. And that's not right.
You're right.
My friend Chico Yancey here in Baton Rouge had done, I think, 25, 30, 40 years in Angola. And while in Angola, him and some friends, they were pushing voter registration from behind bars. Little did he know that he would get out one day and he would be able to vote. He didn't ever think he was going to be able to vote. The last legislative session, they relibed delegation, the legislature, and they passed criminal justice reform, giving formerly incarcerated persons with a felony record, the opportunity to vote. And I think they said it's something like 40,000 people that are now eligible to vote that normally would not be voting. We need all of those persons to go out and vote. Somebody died for us to have, as black people, the right to vote. Somebody, even in today's time, have been harassed, have been traumatized, trying to get everyone, those incarcerated, those formerly incarcerated, those mentally challenged, everyone the right to vote. So we must go out and exercise that right to vote. And Dr. Pierce, you know, with voting, the powers that be will play those trick games. They will try to suppress our right to vote. They would come up with all kind of trickery ways to stop us from voting. I know a year or so ago, the NAACP filed suit on different parishes, because they were what's called taking people's name off of the rolls, off the voting rolls, right before the election, so that when they went to vote, their name was not on the list. And if your name is not on the list, you'll walk away. You wouldn't say, well, look, I want to vote on the protest. And they have to give you a ballot and let you see a vote. But we have to educate our people to, if your name is not on the roll, tell you're going to vote on the protest and go ahead and vote. And there's some trickery going on. They move polling places where you thought you've been voting for 30 years at the school, and all of a sudden they move the voting place, and you don't know till you go there in that particular day. And a lot of people, if you move, they move it across town. Well, you ain't gonna go across town. You should, but you're not. That's their way of suppressing the vote.
They're not gonna do that. And they know, you know, the folks, the power to be, know that they know how to suppress the vote. I was telling someone not that long ago is that, you know, they say here in New Orleans, they would tell you, well, it's going to be raining on Saturday. And they push that. The news, everybody pushed that. It's going to be raining on Saturday. So you get up there in the morning, oh, I'm not going to vote. It's going to be storming out there today. I'm not voting. It's something as simple as that. But now they know, you say, well, the black folks are going to vote anyway. even in the rain.
Right.
I said, that's what we want. That's what we want. We want you out there. We want you out there voting all the time. And you know, you have to read the law in order to understand. And that's where the education comes in. Is that, you know, if they move that voting poll, they have to have a physical person there standing at that place, telling you where to go to vote. Because for some reason,
Actually,
God has caused them to move this polling place, a cell of this problem, anything. But it is, and you have to have an actual person standing there. And see, we don't do that. We don't hold their feet to the fire. I said, the law is there, and we don't hold their feet to the fire for nothing. Oh no, and you can't change that polling place. You have, you know, if you change it, you got to tell us why. And nobody ever calls them on down on that. You know, and that's the thing that, and it has to be handicap accessible. So if you can't get in there, you can't get in there, oh no, something is wrong with this polling place. And you know, and what you do is that they have your places to call, and you have to go, you have to call, you call the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of State will hear your call. They have a whole crew standing by for voter complaint. But see, we don't pay that any attention. But we should.
That's right, Dr.
Because anytime you are dissatisfied with what you see, call the Secretary of State, voter registration hotline. You know, they got a whole crew of lawyers up there waiting on them to get your call and making sure that you do just what you're supposed to do to get it done. So I would think that we had on President McCallahan, we might have an opportunity this time. Last time we had an opportunity with Winn-Dixie to do a voter registration outside of the Winn-Dixie grocery, and they provided us with a table and four chairs, and all we had to do was get the voter registration. We did the voter application, and we sat there every day for 6 hours, and it did good. So we don't have to do more of that kind of stuff. Yeah. You're going to have to do some more of that kind of stuff. Just go, take your seat and sit out there. You know, if you know, when you go to the grocery now, you see the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts with their cookies, the Boy Scouts with candy, these children with their candy box. We can go right there, too. Sit right down there.
That's right.
And the people will let you do it if you ask. It nothing be the, what they say, how the old people say, nothing be the failure but a try. So we go in, and when we do that, people got to, you know, if any group can do it, any individual. They say, well, I want to do a voter registration. Okay. And what they do is that, and now Sandra down at the voter registration here, she keeps a tab on it. She won't let you out for 50 at a time. But you could do more. You can request more from the Secretary of State, and they'll get it. You can get more applications. But I think that her stuff is that Sandra Wilson, I think what she's doing is that she's trying to get a hold on how many she's got out there so she can speculate on how many new people you got coming in. But that's not always work out. But we can do that kind of thing. But if we don't register, we sure can't vote. And if we don't vote, it's impossible for us to make a change.
It's impossible. Dr. Pierce, you brought up something. You see, say, well, when they move the polling places. But another thing that they'll do is they'll put election on a Saints away game or a Southern University away game, especially locally. And you know, our people don't vote early. For some reason, if we know that we're going to be out of town, we can early vote. Early voting is about a 2-week process. We can early vote. And don't have to worry about being out of town or all that kind of stuff. But instead of voting early, and we should vote early.
But Mikey, that's a very, very interesting point. Because, see, when we first started absentee voting, then you had to show why you weren't going to be in the area. First of all, you had to be sick, disabled. You had to be something in order to vote. Then the law changed. And they said, okay, no, you just have to demonstrate that you're away from the parish. But now, you don't have to do that. You can just go and vote. You're right. But see, it's so many of us been, with the one who's been voting for a while, you don't know that the rule changed. See, the rules are constantly changing. Like you were saying, we oftentimes lobby the legislature, and they pass some of these rules, and we're not in tune with the new law. And then now you got voter absentee. All you have to say is that I want to vote absentee because I just might not be here. I might be out of town. Anything, because when we had the big thing that came up when we changed that law was when Edwards was running against David Duke, Ku Klux Klan. Do you know that they orchestrated that election was on the day that the Saints was playing in Atlanta on that
mm-hmm.
Sunday. And so we were registering people. We were voting people down at City Hall, about 1,500 a day for that 6 days that we were in there, for that 6 days we did absentee. And I said, more and more people, you got to do, again, that's voter education. You got to educate the people on what we can do.
That's right.
That's the thing.
That's right.
What we can do, we can get you registered. If we get you registered, then the easy part is going to get you the vote. But the hard part is get you registered.
That's right.
You are still listening to Faith in Your Fears, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our guest on today, our very own NAACP, who is in effect President Mike McCanahan, along with Dr. Bobby Pierce, as they will continue the conversation on today's topic, When We Fight, We Win. Listeners, remember, if you want to tune in on this amazing conversation, remember to press the number 1 on your phone. And at the time we open up all the lines, you'll be able to share your thoughts as we answer. We will have any questions that you may have. And we are so happy that you are tuned in on today. The listeners, I had on the work surgery on today. I thank God I was able to open up the show for President McCanahan and our special guest, Dr. Pierce. I will turn it back over. I will yield now and turn it back over to President Mike McCanahan and Dr. Pierce. You don't hear me doing the show, it's because that I'm still in pain. So I thank God that everything is well in the operating room on this morning. Dr. Pierce and President McCanahan, you may continue your conversation at this time, talking about freedom, fighting, standing, victory, the future, our rights, and citizenship. Ladies and gentlemen, President Mike McCanahan and Dr. Pierce, you may continue at this time.
President McCanahan, you might want to tell the people about what we're doing when the state convention coming to Louisiana, and how they can become a part of it, and how they can become a part of the NAACP. That might be, a lot of people don't know that they can you can join anytime.
Yes, sir, Dr. Tears. I'm pleased and excited to tell the viewers, the listening audience, that we will be in Marksville at the Paragon Casino and Resort with our 77th annual state convention. And I want everyone to come out to our state convention, because that is where we strategize and organize our fight. We have to fight every day, all day, because the enemy is fighting every day, all day, whether we know it or not. He's planning to attack us, and he's attacking us, and he's attacking us with all his power and his might. For 77 years, the Louisiana State Conference has been here for the people. We've been fighting desegregation suits. We've the school system. We've been fighting to integrate the police department, the fire departments throughout the state, because they haven't always been open to black folks. You ain't always had a black chief in New Orleans or a black chief of police in Baton Rouge and these other towns. You haven't always had black mayors in this state. You haven't always had black judges in this state. The NAACP filed a lawsuit in the 80s that created black judges in this state. I filed a lawsuit where I'm lead plaintiff on a lawsuit right now. When we become successful, we'll create another black seat on the Louisiana Supreme Court. Right now, there's only one black, and that's Chief Justice Burnett Johnson out of New Orleans. But this state is made up of 30% African Americans. Sure, the 30% of seven is two, at least two. So we're fighting for another seat because there's no one. We know that racism, bigotry, and discrimination is in all facets of our lives. School administrators, police officers, doctors, lawyers, every fabric of our being, and we have to fight all these people. And you don't know the guy sitting on with a black robe. He ain't gonna tell you he racist, but you'll know he's low down when he rules against you or throws you in jail, but with no evidence, he gonna say, "I find you guilty." That happens all the time. And we see, because we have great lawyers, black and white, that want to fight for us. A lot of persons that have been incarcerated for 30, 40, 50 years have been exonerated because the system was low down. They did that time, but by God's grace and mercy, they're now free. And we're going to continue to fight, Dr. Bobby, because, as I say, evil never takes a break. It never takes a vacation. Never. And when evil come to fight to kill. Evil don't fight to make you laugh. Evil comes to wreak havoc in the lives of our individuals, lives of our families, lives of our community. So the NAACP is here, and we're going to have a great time. The convention is September the 26th through the 28th in Marksville. We'll have training on voter registration, voter education. We'll have trainers on that. We have something to deal with health care. We'll have stuff on education. We have stuff for the whole family, because the whole family can become an NAACP member. We have adult branches, and we all have youth college and youth councils. So the whole family can become a member. Membership for adults, $30 a year. And I think it's $15 for you. Excuse me, $10 for you and $30 for adults. Surely, when you get in trouble, the first person you'll call is an NAACP member. Why not invest $30 for adults and $10 so that you can have a well-recognized fighting machine on your side? You got your insurance card for your health. You got your insurance card for your vehicle. Why not have your insurance card for your livelihood, for your civil rights? We will fight for you. Why not invest $30 or $10, depending on your youth or your adult? So Dr. Bobby, we're excited about going to Marksville. This is our second time in Marksville in about the last 5 years. And we are going to have a real good time. Want everybody to come. And we'll continue to fight for civil rights for all people, black, white, green, and purple.
Do we have a contact information on how somebody could become registered or become members of the NAACP? What's our best contact information?
Okay, you can contact me, and I'm going to give my number. My number is 225-287-4673, or you can contact my office, Dr. Bobby, and I'm trying to pull up what my office number is, and I don't call that office number oftentimes, but I'll find it in a minute. Let's see. Or depending on where you're located at, there should be an NAACP branch. No matter where you at, there should be one real close to you. So reach out to the branch or come join our website, LANAACP.org. That's our website, LouisianaNAACP.org. You can join online. And if you want to become part of a particular branch, call us, call me, and I'll tell you the branch number so you can put that on your application. But you can join online and pay online, or you can call or go to a local branch wherever you may be, and they'll be more than happy to sign you up, and you can become a freedom fighter. And Dr. Bobby said it earlier, freedom ain't free. It comes with a price.
Right.
Comes with a price. Hey, go ahead, Doc.
You know, we've got the here in New Orleans, we meet at we meet on the second Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock. We're there on Louisa and Higgins, right there at the Delgado branch. Now, it used to be Sidney Carrier, but Delgado took over that building. So we're right there at second Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock. Now, we're now working under an administrator. So we make sure that we do that. We're trying to get some stuff straight. But we want you, we want you to come and we want you to share. We want you to come and share. And two is that we would, you can join. You can join right there. You can come to the meeting and join. I wanted our president to tell us that what it would take, that we got a registration fee for the state meeting. Who can actually attend the state meeting, register and attend? You have to be a member. We have anybody who's interested can come and register and become a part of it.
You're right. So right, Dr. Bobby, anyone can come and be a part of our state convention. If you want, there are prices for different things, different aspects for different meals we have costs, but to come in and sit in on some of the trainings or some of the sessions, they're free. They're free. Come on. You can to register to come to the convention, it costs you $30. $30 registration fee, $30. If you want an all access pass is $150. That gives you free access, free reign to all of the events, including those ticketing events that has a cost. We will have, it will culminate with our Freedom Fund banquet on Saturday night. Our keynote speaker is a well-known attorney and a pastor from the Alexandria Pineville area. His name is Joshua Darrow. And he's been practicing law, as a matter of fact, for about 30 years. He was telling me his son's a lawyer. And he's been fighting freedom and justice and equality for all folks in that area for about 30 years. So come on out. He has a mega church, they tell me. I told him to get over there and praise the Lord with him. So come on out, be a part of something special, the 77th Annual State Convention.
All right. You're still listening to Facing Your Fears. Plenty of talk to your host about your truly Evangelist Norma Chapman. I'm so excited on today to have our very own Louisiana State President Mike McCannahan and Dr. Bobby Spears, a member of the New Orleans branch, which is giving some important, informative information on how it is important for everyone to be a part of the NAACP, the fight that we're having. President McCannahan, I need to ask a question here that you make an answer. What is some of the goals that the NAACP now is fighting that we may bring some enlightening our listeners on in reference to, I know one of the fights that we're fighting is here in the city of New Orleans, the Tourism Water Board, and the high bills that some of our citizens here in New Orleans are facing. And I know that's one of our fights. We're also fighting, we are not taking sides, but we also are interested in our children's education and the school system are the ones that are for charter schools, or they're in issues with charter schools, that you may have questions or something that's going on in your child's school that you want to confront or have issues with, we also available that you can contact the NAACP in reference to those issues, and we will be glad to assist at your child's school. Also, they talked about voter registration, how important it is for everyone to get out and vote and become a part of fighting. In order for you to have a voice, we must register to vote. That way your voice is heard. Do not think that, oh, that my vote will not count. Yes, we do. Every vote do count. And I just wanted to just stop and those issues there that maybe Mr. Pierce or Mr. McCann has can give us some more information on. Remember, listeners, you can tune in and join in. Thank you for tuning in. But you can join in on this amazing, important topic on today. The topic is when we fight, we win. If listeners out there want to know what that means, press the number one on your phone. And about 15 minutes after 5, we'll be opening up the line for all who has a question or a comment on today's topic. We will then listen. We'll be happy to hear from you. And I want to thank all of our listeners, in which we have many listening in on today. I would like to thank all of our listeners for tuning in on today. Continue to tune in and listen to this important episode that we're talking on today. Encouraging everyone to come out to the state convention. Those of you who do not really know what the state convention is and haven't attended, now is an opportunity for you to press the number one on your phone, and our state president will give you more information in reference to that. If you want to know anything about any of the branches, if we have any of the branches presidents that are listening, feel free to press the number one on your phone at this time. And so if you're listening in and whatever other thoughts and comments you may have, we will be glad to hear from you. Again, thank you for tuning in. And at this time, I am going to yell again and turn you back over to our special guest, NAACP Louisiana State President Mike McCann, and our special guest, Dr. Bobby Pierce, which is a faithful member with the New Orleans NAACP branch. Dr. Carrie, at this time, when Mr. Pierce can continue to listen in. Let me continue your conversation.
Yeah, I would thank President Mike. We have the idea to see the state convention is really good, and it's one thing you just brushed on it, but I think that the people really would get a lot out of those sessions, those special sessions that we have during the day. And all of that is included in the $30. You can go all to those sessions, and all of them are needed in order to become a better fighter. We're freedom fighters. We fight all the time. That's what we do. And that, but you need the tools to fight with. And that's what those classes will do. They will give you the tools to fight with. Because you can't go out here by yourself and go out here crazy and try to tackle whatever the problem is. It's like here, we do that. You know that we know that we up against the Sewage and Water Board. Our Sewage and Water Board, they find out, the powers that be found out that you can just tack stuff on to the Sewage and Water Board bill and you have to pay it. And it's legal. And you know, we're saying that it can't be legal. But you see that on the average, a $20 water bill will prove out to be a $99 water bill. What you receive in the mail is going to be $99, and you'll see on that. They'll have it on there for you. Your water is $20. And so when you look at all of this stuff and you say, oh, these people attack all this special stuff on there without the permission of the people. You know, something is wrong with that. And somehow it's been tested, and they say, well, there's nothing wrong with it. But somehow the people have to get involved when you start taxing people. You know, you,
right.
Over the state, we got the property assessment going on now. And then yesterday they broke the news and said that one of the assessor, we don't have but one, the assessor, property came in at lower value than everybody around him. So, I mean, it's
Come
things
on.
Like that that we must get involved in. We must know how to tackle our fight. You know, you say that fight, you can fight all day if you don't have a purpose. Let me tell you, I told him, see, that fighter, a soldier starts his battle. He goes into battle because he's going to preserve the peace. He's going there to preserve the peace. So if he doesn't know what he's fighting for, he just fights. And people get destroyed for nothing, for the lack of knowledge. They don't have no knowledge of what they're doing. They just go there to fight. But we're not going
That's
there
right.
to save the peace. We have no need to go into battle. So, but we have to get equipped. So you get equipped doing training. And doing training in those
right.
special sessions at the state is that they give you, you got experts there that will help you plan your course, chart your course, to fight for whatever you got to fight for. So that's what, what are your views on that, President Mike?
Dr. Bobby, you're so right, and I see this all the time. Dr. Pierce, I remember this, and I was talking to some young people, might have been 5 years, maybe 10 years ago or so. And I said, listen, it's good that y'all came out here, but the thing about y'all, because y'all are trained fighters, you'll get all emotionally charged up. And once your emotions subside, then you go back to doing what you were doing. You forget about the fight. I said,
that's
because
it.
I'm trained. We've been out here since 1909 fighting. And I said, we have a succession. That means when I move out or move away, the fight, somebody takes my place and the fighting still goes on. But we're trained. We train because this is not a sprint. The fights we fight are marathons.
That's right.
Segregation has been going on for 50 years and we're still fighting them because education is important in our neighborhoods. Because we know through an education, it's upward mobility. We can come out of the poverty. We can come out of the nothingness. We have hope when we have an education. And through voting, we have hope. So you hit the nail right on the head. We come to the convention, you will be trained on how to fight. And we don't fight. There are four or five different tactics we use to fight. Some people think that we just might be boycotted. We don't boycott right off the bat. We try to go
right.
in and talk to people and try to reason with them. If that doesn't work, then we employ other techniques and other tactics. But we try to talk it out first. If that doesn't work, then we'll employ other tactics. And if all this fail, we'll sue you. If all this fail, we need to. We have the best lawyers this side of heaven. And when we fight, we win.
That's
okay.
right.
When we fight,
you're still
win.
Listening to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. We will be opening up the line for our listeners. If you just press the number one on your phone indicating on the switchboard that you have a question or you may want to join in with any comments you may have. President McKinnon Hand, let's talk about some of the committees that we have in each branch that we have. We have committees such as educational committees, housing committees, which means if you have any issues, those of you who are in Section 8 or any housing problems or concerns that may need to be confronted or may need assistance with. Remember, the NAACP also has that committee to help you. We have committees with our educational committee, with schools issues. We have legal resource. So many other committees. Now, I'm going to let Mr. Pierce or President Mike explain, give you some of the committees that are up and running in each branch, whatever parish that you live in. Remember, there is a branch that near your in the cities and towns here in Louisiana. And I'm going to let them give you some more information on the committee so you know what we fight for. And remember, our topic today is when we fight, we win. That means that we just don't talk the talk. We actually get out and we walk the walk. And we are so happy to serve as your the NAA, to be a part of the NAACP. We also have lifetime members that has been fighting for many, many years. Some are still living and some are going to glory. But do not let their faith be in vain. We want help. But one thing that I find people do not want is to become a member. Remember, we cannot do this by ourselves. We need your help. We need your participation. We need you to stand with us. Remember, today we're talking about freedom, fighting, standing, victory, our future, where we were, where we is now, and where we are headed for tomorrow, and also our rights and citizenship. Speaking on rights, we are not out of the woods. Every day of our lives, we are still fighting for justice, and it plays a very big part in our, not only our lives, but it plays a big part in our children's lives. I'm so happy and excited to have our very old state president to take out the time today. He's very busy, like he was explaining that we're getting ready for our 77th annual state convention. I have attended many of the conventions, and there I have learned a lot. Last year I had the class with domestic violence. Now, you know that's the big issue that's going on in our communities today. Not only domestic violence, we have what? Human trafficking. That we're trying to protect our little children. Anytime they leave their home, they're in danger. So many other issues that we have on the table. Our listeners, that you have no idea of how this organization gets out and stands for justice and stands for righteousness on not just our behalf, the members who are members of the NAACP, but the fight is about you, your children, your community, your churches, and the future of our children. At this time, we'll turn it back over to our president, President Mike McCannahan. Remember, listeners, I am studying, looking at the dash, at the switchboard, waiting for someone to press the number one. If they have any questions or any concerns in reference to our topic on today, President Mike McCannahan.
I'm so glad to be a part of this talk, this radio talk program. It is wonderful. Dr. Pierce touched on it earlier, that our people perish for a lack of knowledge. And those of us that know have a responsibility to pass that information on to others, and others steer others, so that we can all know. We can all come out of the darkness into the most marvelous light. And we don't want to do that. For some reason, we have that crab mentality. We don't want to see one another get up. We want to see our brothers down. And the minute we change that mindset, we all win. We all will succeed. We have so many things in our community that we need to be fighting for, that we need to touch upon. You talked about some of the committees in the NAACP. One is education. The other one's economic development. That means the stores and the businesses that come around to bring jobs, tax base, and stuff to our communities. Criminal justice. What is criminal justice? That deal with the laws that affect us. They're dealing with law enforcement, that's part of criminal justice. They deal with the court system, that's part of criminal justice. How you interact with the system, that's part of it. Also, healthcare is important. So we have healthcare, environmental justice. How many people know that most of these plants in Louisiana that they call Cancer Alley are in black areas? They set up a plant quicker in a black area than they would in a animal area, because they feel that black lives don't matter. But I stopped by to tell them today, black lives do matter. And so we're going to continue to fight. These committees are set up because that's how we get the fight out. We have persons that are in charge of these committees, and they have committee assignments, and they report back to the body and to the president, and we'll know how to organize our resources to go out and fight these different issues. But we do. We battle these issues all the time. And when you come to the convention, you'll know how. You'll be trained in how to fight. Because when I alluded to before we get off the air, sister, I like to talk about not only elections. I want to talk about the deadline to register vote in person, September the 11th. Early voting starts September the 28th through October the 5th. And so I want you all to go out to register to vote and early vote. But if you can't early vote, go to the polls and vote. But don't just go by yourself. Take your family and your friends. Make sure that you contact 10 to 20 people that day to ensure that they vote. If everybody did the 20 rule, every person contact 20 people, we'll know that we have exceeded, succeeded, and exceeded our voter turnout rose. The other thing I want to talk about before we end is the census. The census is coming up next year. What is the census? The census is how they determine how much dollars is going to go to a specific area. Because the more populated the area, the more money you need, you can get. And so we want everybody to be counted. Do not run for some people knocking on your door, because there's a law that was passed in that the census cannot use or share this information with any other agency. Once you're counted, and you're counted, then that information is locked and sealed. I think it may be destroyed. But you do not have to worry about somebody coming to arrest you or somebody taking your benefits away because you were counted. So go ahead and make sure that you're counted, because we need those resources in our community.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. Here's Radio Talk Show, hosted by Vanessa Norma Chapman. Today's guest is our very own state president, Mr. Mike McKinnon, here along with another special guest who's in the studio with me, Dr. Bob Pierce. Mr. President McKinnon, here, I also would like for you to get later in the show with me. Our show very shortly, but before the show ends on today, I would like to talk a little bit about our youth, also about our college campus, how important it is for you to encourage your children and of all ages to become a member of the NAACP, so it can be rooted and grounded in them, as the Bible said, that if you train up a child while they're young, when they become older, they know which way to go. They may stray away, but they will always come back. Let them know how important it is for them to keep the fight going. Dr. Martin Luther King, Nick Evans, and so many other freedom fighters have fought for us to be free today, for us to have the same equal opportunities, the equal rights as any other citizen here in the United States. I would like to talk for just a minute, and I thank God that I am able to do this after having surgery on me. I didn't think I was going to be able to do anything on today, but I thank God for giving me the strength, which we know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens them. And I need to just all submit to Him and give God the glory and thank Him in the praises that He brought me through surgery on today. And He's still favoring me right now, even though I'm in pain. But this is so important to me, and my daily goal is to reach out and touch someone's life, reach out and help someone, reach out and share a word of encouragement to those who are facing fears with all type of issues. Remember, this is what we're here for, to encourage you. So you don't have to stay hidden behind the mask. Come out from behind the mask and speak out to your neighborhood. Speak out in your communities. Speak out in your towns and your cities. Speak out to your representatives there. Speak out to your leaders there. Do not be afraid, because this is what we need to fight. And remember, when we fight, we win. President McCannahan, you got about a minute or maybe 2 minutes to reach out and talk a little bit about our college campus, college part of the NAACP as well as our youth, because this is what it's about. It's about your children. And remember, you think that we have been through a lot, but listen, listeners, we are not out of the woods. We are still fighting every day of our lives to stay, to still be a part of our citizenships in every town, in every city. You should want to become a part of the NAACP organizations that are fighting for you, fighting for your rights. At this time, we're going to talk in a minute about the college and about you, and then we want to end the show this afternoon talking about our state convention. And every week, listeners, that I would have someone on that's going to be talking at leading up to our state convention. We'll be giving more information to you and giving you more information on the classes that we'll be having there, events going to be taking place at the convention, the banquet that we have, the luncheon, the Evening Religious Affairs Committee. They have a prayer breakfast. We have a memorial service. We have so many exciting events at this convention. I enjoy myself every year. And we want to thank our chair person, Dr. Levin Levan. My understanding is it's going to be one of the biggest events, biggest conventions in the 77 years that they've been giving it. And we want to thank him for all of his efforts and that he has been his endeavors that and getting this convention up and running. Thank all of our French presidents and their committee and their members and their parish for participating and for standing for the NAACP. We got about, I guess, 4 minutes, Mr. President, and we can get some more information in. And I see any callers that's indicating to me that they have any questions on today. But feel free to call us to question number one on your phone. At that time, you will get your mic will be open. You will be in the studio to share your comments and the questions that you have. President McCannahan, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, Evangelist Chapman, I appreciate that. We have the NAACP has already built within its own organization a feeder system. It's called our youth and college chapters. College chapters are for those persons that go that leave the youth council, go to college. No problem. We have 11 active college chapters throughout the state of Louisiana. Grambling Southern, LSU, Southeastern, McNeese, Xavier, UNO, Northwestern. We have Monroe, Northeast, it's Northeast, ULM. So we have ULM, we have chapters throughout the state, 11 to be exact, if I'm not mistaken, college chapters. And we have youth councils throughout the state, too. And the youth council, we have youth councils are pretty much attached to the adult branches. We have youth councils up in Houma Terrebonne. We have youth council up in Lafourche. Morgan City, Lafourche, Etibido. We have youth councils in Baton Rouge and West Baton Rouge, Monroe. We have youth councils up in Shreveport. We have youth councils all over the place. I've met persons that have been in youth councils since they were young. Now they've been in the NAACP about 50, 60 years. The NAACP is part of their blood. Their parents required them to get memberships. I remember a couple years ago when I first became the president, an attorney here in Baton Rouge gave his daughter as a gift, a graduation present, a lifetime membership to the NAACP. A lifetime membership is $750. But the NAACP will allow you to pay $75 a day for 10 years until you have completed your membership dues to become a life member. So
all
please
right,
do.
The new- we have come to the end of our show today, and we'll be ending in about 10 seconds. We're going to take a second for Dr. McCannahan to give information once again how you can contact him. And you can also remember you can contact me, Norma Chapman, at NormaChapman_Yahoo. And you can also contact me by calling error code 504-333-9550. And we're going to close with a short, short closing prayer. Dr. Cunningham is going to close us out in prayer. And remember, listeners, just tune in every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30. And join us in Facing Your Fears, and we will have a special guest every week bringing informative, important, amazing information that can help you and you and you throughout your community. Dr. Cunningham, once again information how they can contact you, and then close us out with a very, very short prayer, word of prayer. And this is, I want to thank you again for tuning in on Facing Your Fears with your host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Thanking my guest on today, President, Louisiana State President, Dr. Mike McCannahan, and my special guest, Dr. Bobby Pierce. Take us out, President McCannahan. After you have given a short, give us information on how you can be contacted after the show.
Okay, yes. I really thank the opportunity for you giving me, Evangelist and Chapman, and also my dear friend, Dr. Bobby. I really enjoyed the conversation. And if you want to become a member of the NAACP, you can get on the web, LouisianaNAACP.org. That's our local website. Or you can join through the national office, and they will send the information down to us locally. So become a member of the oldest and boldest civil rights fight machine in the world, because when we fight, we win. Our state convention will be September 26th through the 28th in Marksville, Louisiana. So come on out. $30 fee will get you registered, and you can go in and have a great time. If you want
to
contact me, my number is...
Give them the hotel information, and it's very important that they should make their reservation as soon as possible.
Those of you that are out of town, go to our website, LANAACP.org, and you'll see a tab, state convention. Hit that tab to give you all the information you need to know about coming to the state convention. So LANAACP.org will get you to our website, get all the information you need. Look forward to seeing you there at the September 26th through the 28th in Marksville. Small prayer. Father God, we'd like to thank you for another opportunity to lift up hands and praise your holy name. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to assemble today, Father God, on one accord. Thank you for this wonderful program that's hosted every week by Evangelist Chapman. She's doing your work and your will, Father God. Continue to bless her as she has small surgery. Touch her, because one touch from you will make her all right. Thank you, Father God, for my friend, Dr. Bobby Pierce. Touch him and touch his family. Touch Minister Evangelist Chapman and her family, too, Father God. Touch the NAACP and all the lives that we will help. We will be mindful to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Your daughter, son, in Jesus' name, we do in fact pray. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you all. And thank
Amen.
You all.
Amen.
Okay, listeners, we'll be the end of the show for today. And thank all my listeners for listening in. May God forever bless and keep you. And I will say good afternoon to all of you. Remember to keep me in your prayers. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And remember, you can tune in every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30. Facing Your Fears with yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. God bless you and God peace.